This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, July 16th. Well, cattle markets last week started to break down, the futures market getting a big push midweek, and we tried to chop around and stabilize late in the week, but nevertheless, the market has pulled back into the trading range that we've been in basically since springtime for both the lives and the feeders. The feeders were showing better potential to the upside, but they kind of stabbed back into that trading range on Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday bounced a little bit and tried to get back up out of the range. And maybe you could argue that they are, but they're still hovering right at the top end of that old range after jabbing into it on Wednesday. So we'll see where the feeders go. And they certainly have some support with the corn market that's on its face and doesn't seem to want to rally very bad, and a live cattle market that doesn't really want to rally very bad either. So we'll see where the feeders go. But for the lives, cash market's backing off a little bit. We didn't see a lot of activity before midday Friday. I would presume most of those numbers were late on Friday. We'll still get those numbers later on Monday. But what we did see was the dress trade around 174 to 175, which would have been down 4 to 5 from the previous week. So there was some indication of some underlying weakness in the market. Box beef values were weaker on Friday as well. Choice down 244 at 204, select down 64 at 196. The spread has narrowed significantly, only 777. That's about a third of what it was here just a couple weeks ago. And the movement, 81 loads, that's pretty light for a Friday as well. So it's either a question, is demand really backing away and the packers moving away from the market, or is that just an aberration? Because 81 loads is pretty light, even for a Friday. We're going to get a cattle on feed report on Friday. So far, the estimates coming in around 103.5% for total on feed numbers as of July 1 compared to a year ago. Placement estimate 95.5%, marketing's at 99.8%. So we'll see. Placement number to me seems a little low for June placements. We saw that the May placements were much above expectations, largely because of the drought in the Central Plains, pulling cattle off of pasture. Now, we heard reports of that going on early in June as well. So I would imagine that your placements from a typical standpoint are still going to be fairly high through the month of June, at least in the first half of June. So we'll see. That again, that placement number seems a little light, but that could be reflecting some big placements going on in the Northern Plains from last year due to the drought. And so you're comparing almost apples to oranges, but we'll see. That's kind of the big number. Is it going to be a surprise to the market? Which would suggest that your slaughter rates are going to stay elevated at least late into the year. That's what we saw with the May placements. So, you know, that marketing hole that we thought might develop right around the holidays, kind of closing in because of the heavy placements in May. If you have another month of heavy placements in June, then that would certainly help to smooth over that expected marketing hole. So we'll see where that goes. But for now, the live cattle market, the technical formations, getting back into the trading range would suggest that you're again, number one, you're following your seasonal pattern of the market having some weakness into early to mid-August. That's when your typical seasonal lows would come in. I would expect we'll see that because there's still big numbers to work through as far as slaughter rates, but demand typically backs off into the dog days of summer. My guess is that that's what's developing here. So my outlook would be for the next 3 to 4 weeks for this, at least the live cattle part of this complex, to continue grinding its way lower and carving out some seasonal lows. Wouldn't surprise me to see us test again the low end of this trading range, which are the lows from April and May. And I doubt we'll take those out. I don't see the cash market falling apart unless you have something else going on. Stock market implodes which could happen. Trade wars are not helping. But nevertheless, I don't expect that unless you get some outside event going on. Feeders, of course, the corn market looks like it wants to stay weak, although, the market seems to be stabilizing down here. We could have put in a low on the crop report on Thursday with an outside day higher after putting in new lows. We'll see, but the market has had no follow-through at all from that. So we're basically back down testing those lows from Thursday before the market reversed back up on a fairly positive crop report. But we're getting rain in the Midwest during pollination. Temperatures are cooling down, so it's looking like almost ideal weather for pollination. Obviously, that's not a bullish development for corn. So that's helping to support the feeder cattle market. And again, numbers are going to be fairly tight as you head into late summer, early fall for placements, because many of those calves have been moved off the Central Plains early. So that could be what the market is anticipating there as well for feeders. So it wraps it up, for the cattle commentary. If you have any questions, just give me a call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.